Hi, this is John March, and I'm here with ALOC Media, and we are here at the 2019 Rocky Mountain Archtop Festival, and I am extremely happy to be sitting here with guitarist and artist Adam Miller, visiting us from Australia.
Yeah, pleasure to be here with you, John.
Happy to have you here.
Yeah.
Welcome from Australia. You just flew in?
I did, yeah, 2 days in.
And boy, are your arms tired.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you here in the States for anything other than the Archtop Festival?
I'm here for shows. I actually relocated to Los Angeles in January, so I'm spending substantially more time in the U.S. from now on.
Oh, congratulations.
Super fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I lived in L.A. for 25 years, so I got to go.
I like L.A. You know, it's a great city. It takes, I guess, some getting used to. I know the first time I went there, I couldn't stand the place. And, you know, more and more it is just sort of my other home, and then, you know, worst case scenario, it's one flight back to my other home.
One very long flight,
but it is very, one flight, one which, very which long does flight. Make a difference.
Qantas, yes?
Or no, actually, I fly Delta.
Delta, nice.
Yeah,
nice. Cool. I used to fly quite often to Sydney and to Bali.
Yeah.
So I know that flight.
Yeah, yeah. That's it's a good one. Like, you know, it's 5 movies and a short nap.
I'll have to do the math on that later.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's good. And how are you liking Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a really inspiring scene at the moment. I sort of moved there because I think it's pretty much the center of, let's call it the improvised music scene in the world. Even so, outside of even jazz, beyond, you know, the realms of jazz, it's just where people are creating and making things, and a lot of cool things are happening, and a lot of great musicians are based there or moving there at the moment.
So. Or moving away. It's an interesting time in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, I don't know, everyone I'm into is just moving there. So
oh, good.
It's the 6 months I spent there from January to July were just incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you finding places to play, venues that you can actually play in?
Yeah, there are some. It's hard. It's a difficult, especially coming from, I've been playing the US now, touring here 3 or 4 times a year for the past 6 years. And so going from a touring mindset to maybe just trying to find more things locally.
Sure.
Is a challenge. And when you're new to a scene, it's always,
I was there 25 years and it was, I remember we would be like, well, we can hire Alan Holdsworth or Scott Henderson, or we could hire you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'd be like, why do I feel that's not really a question?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think it's a little bit more open to that, but definitely, yeah, being like the guy in town where they're like, oh, we need to get a local in. And I'm like, well, I am a local, but it's still pretty inspiring. There are a lot of cool things happening actually in the daytime in LA at the moment, like coffee shop gigs that happen in the morning.
Really?
And they're just super hip, and everyone, sort of revolving bands and that sort of thing. Put together by different artists, but then everyone goes because it's the middle of the day and no
sure.
one has anything on. So it creates this really strong network of just musicians, which
we used
is
to do
really
a lot
cool.
of house concerts, so similar
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, similar idea, just happening in cafes with coffee in the morning.
That's nice. Do you know, there's a wonderful guitarist out there I'll try and introduce you to,
yeah.
Mitchell Long.
I've not heard
Mitchell Long is an Eastman artist, but he's from Colorado originally.
Yeah.
Wonderful world music musician, jazz musician.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can connect
yeah.
the two of you guys.
Lovely.
He's a nice human being.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
good human being.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of community through the Musicians Institute community.
Yeah.
And then there used to be a great jam session weekly at the Baked Potato. I don't know if that's still happening.
No, I think it happens maybe once a month, but it's pretty clicky to even be able to get up.
I will introduce you to Jamie Kime, who's the leader
yeah,
of that, and
yeah.
he's a very sweet human
yeah,
being.
Yeah,
he and I used to have a podcast called Guitar Talk,
yeah.
where two grumpy old guitar players would talk about grumpiness in guitar.
Great. I like that.
It was a good thing.
Well,
so, all right, well, let's check in. So you're here for the Rocky Mountain Archtop Festival.
I am, yeah.
And you know Peter Henriksen?
I do know Peter, yeah, well. So it's Peter and I have had a relationship for maybe like 5 or 6 years mm-hmm. now, like from really the relaunch of the company, I guess, in a lot of ways, after he took it on after Bud passed, his father. And basically I just sought him out in the first place, just going, and more wanting to find a really good acoustic guitar amplifier that I could actually gig with and deal with, you know, real world things. So, yeah, it just came on then. And then since I've actually been to Avada, this is either my third or fourth time here.
Wow.
And so, and have played at the factory stage that they run as well.
I've
in
heard
town,
good things about
that.
Which
is an amazing little venue.
Sorry.
No, go for it.
It was a whole...
Yeah, I know.
That whole section.
Yeah.
Let's go back just a step to...
yeah.
Just to maybe... after Bud.
Like, yeah.
Bud and then the stage playing.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Stage.
So... yeah, I was looking for just a really good acoustic amplifier, so I sought Peter out and to try the, you know, stuff, specifically the Bud at the time, and get one of those so I could play acoustic guitar.
And you played the stage here as well at Peter's?
Yeah,
at the venue.
So then I've come to Avada a few times now and played the factory stage there, and that's been really fun, and just a great little audience and a yeah. cool little room, and it's broadcast out to the world via Facebook as well, which is nice. So yeah, it was really cool to be able to come to this. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to make it, but it was cool to be able to actually get here and do an event like this that is dedicated to the archtop guitar, which is something I've been fascinated with forever. And well, you know, for as long as I've been into guitars, I talk about there's a coffee table book that I had as a kid called The Ultimate Guitar.
By, I think everybody has it.
Yeah, yeah. I know it was written by Tony Bacon because I've looked it up recently, and there's, you know, a page with D'Angelico's and De Cristo's
in it. I remember
that. And, you know, ever since then I was like, yeah, these things are cool. But especially being in Australia, your access to it was a little different. So,
oh.
you know, what it wasn't until, man, really being able to travel overseas and attend guitar shows that I could actually play something that was like, oh, wow, this is, you know, this is what it was meant to be in a
sure.
way. So,
the guitar, sorry.
No, go for it.
It's really dry in here.
Yeah.
The guitar you were playing last night
yeah.
Was an unusual instrument. Is that your instrument?
It is not my...
Sorry, I gotta go.
Yeah. Hit it again, man.
I'm gonna get a water.
Yeah. Oh, you still...
Come on.
Twist it up.
No, I'm good. Thank you. Let's try that again.
Yeah.
So that guitar you were playing last night when you
yeah.
were playing in the little club was really
yeah.
unusual. Was that your instrument?
It is not mine, unfortunately. I wish it was. So that's a great story, actually. So it's an instrument built by Ken Parker.
Uh-huh.
And I first found them on the internet in about maybe like...
Parker Fly? The old Parker Fly?
Well,
the little...
Ken Parker ran that company, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he, you know, I'm not sure when it... finished up or when he sold it, but I know he started making archtop guitars again because that was his first love
right.
in about 2003.
I thought
and
I so, recognized the headstock.
Yeah,
looked,
exactly.
Familiar. Yeah.
So, you know, I just found them on the internet and fell in love with it, and it really reinvigorated my interest in the archtop guitar, actually. And to the point I was so fascinated with these guitars that I wrote a song for them. It's called Parker, and I wrote it because I was so fascinated with the sound of these instruments and the little sound samples he had of really great players playing them, particularly Charlie Hunter, who I'm a huge fan of. And so there was a recording of him playing it. So I wrote a song for it about it. And then I met Ken a couple of years later at a guitar show in Montreal. And then I actually went to one of his talks there. And I've just come from, he gave a talk at this show on a similar premise of the history of the archtop guitar and how it changed due to pickups and, you know, how it then, the evolution back. And he's a fascinating guy and a wealth of knowledge, and his guitars are just the most unique instruments almost being made.
Sounded
today.
Lovely. It sounded
yeah,
great.
So like not just from a visual point of view, they're quite visually unusual. The neck joints is via a carbon fiber block which runs through the neck, and but when you play them, they're terrifying. They're like you know, like you think it's going to explode.
Really?
Yeah, you hit the low E on that and it's like...
Very resonant.
Yeah,
very
the acoustic resonant. Sound is like nothing you've ever experienced unless you've played one of them before. So, yeah, they really drew me in. And I guess having a love of craftsmanship and an understanding of it, you know, I've had a history of working with guitar companies a lot in my career. Ken and I just got along really well.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, our favorite record is the same record pretty much.
Which is?
Bill Frisell, Good Dog, Happy Man.
Really?
Yeah.
I just did a documentary about Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just worked on a documentary about him. He's a fascinating person.
Yeah.
He's a Colorado native.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was a series that of Colorado natives, Diane Reeves, Bill Frisell, Ron Miles, and a bunch of the guys from Earth, Wind & Fire, and we did a documentary about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really great learning about him.
Yeah,
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So just quickly, because I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Yeah.
Let's just talk briefly. What is it about the Archtop Festival? Because I know this is the first one.
Mm.
What is it about it that's exciting for you, and what do you think the future might hold?
I guess the thing about this particular festival is that it's a great culmination of and showcase of instruments. So like these really amazing, unique instruments, and they're all in one room, which is quite amazing. But aside from that, and maybe even more exciting, is it's a great culmination of musicians and players and artists that use these sort of guitars all the time. You know, it is predominantly jazz, and that is certainly part of my world, but the instruments aren't limited to that. And I think as people understand that and have experience to be able to play them, it'll expand the palette of artists that we'll see and we'll find it. So, you know, so many of my favorite guitarists ever are actually here this weekend and playing and around, and they're just, it's quite remarkable.
It's also quite different. I mean, it's almost like a bespoke suit.
Yeah.
Like you're not, when you look at commercially made instruments, even the high-end solid bodies, you know, there's a design spec, there's specific machines, they're being plecked, they're being, you know, auto-lathed, they're being designed from very specific specifications.
Yeah.
John Sir's guitars are wonderful. Tom Anderson's guitars are wonderful. Ellis, all those solid body guitars have a wonderful application. But when you get into the idea of the fine craftsmanship that's involved with building an archtop guitar and the detail work, you're looking at a year for a single instrument sometimes.
Like the build process of these is a lot longer. When you think about it, you've got to take a piece of wood that's, you know, let's say it's an inch thick and get it down to something that's less than an eighth of an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just takes time and process. And being able to play all those instruments in one place is, you know, there's nothing really like it. And a lot of the instruments here are things that you will never be able to find anywhere else because they're just so rare. A lot of them are seriously expensive. We're talking beyond new car sort of prices. And that might sound ridiculous for an instrument, but when you look at the workmanship into it, it's definitely
I think there's a reasonable cello for a concert violinist or cellist is going to be in the $20,000 to $30,000 range.
Or beyond.
I'm talking about like just if you're a pit player or you're somebody who's going to be your starting range is $20,000 to $30,000.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not talking about soloists. The $1 million Strats. You know.
But yeah, and so similar thing here. The instruments are at that value level. So
I've saw some very lovely instruments. I was talking to the gentleman at Eastman, and they were some really lovely instruments that were in the affordable range. Again, I promised my wife I wouldn't bring a checkbook or a credit card to this event.
I think that's sort of cool. As the knowledge of the archtop guitar increases and you know, expanded beyond what people associate it with as a jazz guitar, sometimes like is that the affordability and the range of it is being expanded. So companies like Eastman make really cool guitars. And the first good guitar, archtop guitar I owned was an Eastman because it was there, it was in Australia, I could play it, I could afford it, and it, you know, really opened my world up into that side of the guitar.
Yeah, I owned a Maton.
Yeah,
at one
lovely.
Point.
Yeah, it on didn't, the other side of the
place. It was for some reason it didn't. In Colorado, they don't resonate. I mean, it's too dry here, and the guitar never opened up for me.
Mm.
I love the guitar, But it just, I have a Martin, an old Martin from the 60s, and it wasn't the same voicing, same quality.
Yeah.
All right, so very quickly, just what are your thoughts on the future of this, and how can we support Peter in bringing more life and more people to the next year's event?
Yeah, I think it's just an expansion into more venues, and I think, you know, getting a few different styles of music here. The thing I love about this particular show, I've been to quite a few guitar shows around the world, is that this one is a little bit more centered on music. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great thing of actually being able to experience music.
Crazy concept, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like, so instead of it just being about guitars and maybe being able to buy and try guitars, you can also go and actually experience.
You don't want to walk around NAMM and meet like people with their girlfriends on their arms.
Well, there is that. Yeah, but you can actually experience like the world's greatest musicians playing it here. And, you know, that's the thing that Peter, through Henriksen Amps, has, you know, all the greatest musicians in the world are playing those amps for one. So he has access to all these people, and everyone's just keen to be a part of it. So I can just see it going onwards and upwards.
Well, onwards and upwards for the next year, for 2020. Yeah. We'll hopefully have you back in 2020.
Hopefully I'll be here.
Is there anything you'd like the people listening to know about what you're doing, or where they can go to get more information about what you're doing?
Well, for me, they can type my name into Google, just Adam Miller. Usually I come up, or sometimes it's an underwear model, but either way, it's fun to look at. Just adammiller.com.au, and then, you know, all streaming services or YouTube, you'll be able to find me around.
Access to your CDs and your tour schedule.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
so, okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here at the 2019 Rocky Mountain Archtop Festival. Yeah. Honored to have you here. Really a pleasure speaking with you. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again sometime.
Yeah. Thank you so much, John.
Take care, Adam.
Yeah.